Could you do me egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam then? What do you mean, I don't like spam!
Spam, 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 spam.
This is Life Spam. Give us 5 minutes of your life and we'll fill it with spam. This is Life Spam. Give us 5, 10, 50 minutes of your life and we'll fill it with spam. It's Christmas and there's no need to be afraid. And if you don't know that lyric, then you're of indeterminate middle age. For those of you that don't know, that is a pop reference from Christmas 1984, I think. I'll let you Google it and Wikipedia it and figure it out for yourself. Anyway, it's Christmas time. I'm wondering how your Christmas season is. Me, it's a standard Christmas, which means it's a time of year that I do not like. I don't like Christmas. Now, I understand that a lot of it is because I'm a self-confessed minge bag. Don't like spending my money when I don't have to. I'd like to say that I'm a miserable bastard as I get older, but I was probably always that way. Now, again, don't get me wrong. I'm not tight-fisted in general. I'm more than happy to buy around. Don't have a problem picking up the tab. I love people's birthdays. But at Christmas time, yeah, I think the issue is because I'm being told that this is a time to spend, 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 spend. I'm bludgeoned by a cacophony of capitalism. Buy this, buy that, all by Christmas. Why? Well, because you're supposed to. That's what Christmas seems to have become, a constant line for goods. Anyway, I'm wondering how your Christmas is. So this is Christmas, and what have you done? I wonder if you've stood in line in the store, being held up by the woman looking through her phone for her coupon for half price off. I wonder if you've sat there and tried to make a list and figure out what you should get everyone. I wonder if you've lost it in the car park, searching for a space, probably yelled at someone else, taking too long to get in and out of their car. I wonder if you've had that. It seems to happen always at Christmas time. You come home, you've been out shopping for presents, for food, for whatever, and you come home and you suddenly realize that there's something you've forgotten and you're going to have to go back out again. Now, this can happen the other 45, 48 weeks of the year, but somehow during Christmas season, it always happens and it always feels so much worse, so much of a hassle that, I forgot the clementines. Oh no, I forgot the gravy mix. Oh no, I forgot to get something for Aunt Emily. I'm going to have to go out and get her something. What should I get her? And again, because it's Christmas time, all these frustrations, all this confusion, it's exacerbated by the season. All kinds of other things I don't like about Christmas. And I'm going to ask you if you feel the same way. I don't like the music. Let me ask you a question. When January rolls around and Christmas is finished, are you still playing all those Christmas songs? Everyone from, I don't know, some church choir to Nat King Cole to Frank Sinatra to who knows who. Mariah Carey, I think she had a Christmas. They've all had Christmas records. Are you still playing them in February? No. Because it's rubbish. Sorry. I mean, we only listen to this stuff because it's Christmas. And if that's the only reason we're listening to it, then to be honest with you, it ain't any good. All right, let me change. What about the food? Do you like the food at Christmas time? Do you like, I don't know, dried fruit? Do you eat dried fruit the rest of the year? I don't. And yet everything put in front of me at Christmas time seems to have dried fruit in it, from cake to pie to pudding. All right, I like turkey. I like stuffing. I like gravy. I like potatoes any which way, fried, mashed, roasted, however you have them. And yes, I'll admit it, I like Brussels sprouts. They give me gas. But beyond that, I do like Brussels sprouts. What about alcohol? Yeah, all right, we all like a drink. Well, but we drink all year. What's so special about Christmas drink? Okay, I'll give you an eggnog. I like eggnog. Do you like mulled wine? What's nice about mulled wine? Wine that's been heated up on the stove. Don't know if you do that to your beer, your Guinness. I don't know. For some reason, we need to do it to wine, though. And then we have to throw in all sorts of herbs and spices that are reminiscent of the season. Cloves. Do you ever eat cloves? And that's cloves with a V, not cloves with my long since softened East London accent. What about alcohol in your food? Do you normally put alcohol in your pudding, in your cake, in your pie, in your sweets? Because that's what happens at Christmas. Any alcohol that's not been warmed up and served to you will then appear in things that don't normally have alcohol in them. We don't do that the rest of the year. Is that because Christmas is special? Well, it's special. Don't know if it's special good. Because if it was so great, we'd find an excuse to put alcohol in our dessert in May and in August. See, I'm making you think, aren't I? Because here's the bottom line. You can have a go at me for being a Scrooge. And I'll tell you something, I'm not so much of a Scrooge that when I walk out of the supermarket and the Salvation Army man is there, the volunteer, the man, the woman, and they're ringing their bell and they're asking you to make a contribution. And I always make a contribution once at some moment from, I don't know, November onwards. But it's a strange combination of being irritated and feeling guilty that every time I go to the store for the 4 weeks up to Christmas, there's someone there asking for money and I'm not going to give every time. Strange, isn't it? It is a holiday of guilt. That's what it seems to be. But let me ask you something. If you've agreed with anything I've just said in the last 5 minutes, then you know something? I'm really not such a bad fella for suddenly saying that I don't like Christmas. You got to think about it, haven't you? If you actually don't like the music, well, then you're like me. If you don't like alcohol in your food, then you're like me. If you get a bit tired of constantly buying presents that are probably going to be forgotten about 20 minutes after whoever you've bought them for has unwrapped them, then you're just like me. And yet I'm the Scrooge. Yep, it's Christmas. There's no need to be afraid. Anyway, that's it for this lifespan. I have to actually go shortly. I have to dress up as Santa Claus for some little kids.
Make us a noise. give my daddy a job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got what I have, a machine gun, so I can scare all the kids on the street. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. Have yourself a good time. But remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make it.